Thankful for what I can feel already. Thankful for the services this morning. And just ask your prayers. And the devil's been on me a whole lot lately. And sometimes it's hard to study. But when he guides you somewhere, I just pray that, you know, I know that I need to just go to what the Lord wants me to preach. And I'm just going to begin my reading. I've read through this multiple times. I'm just going to start reading. I'm going to read in Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to start in the 10th verse. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we not wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." As I began to study, verse 11 is really what stuck out to me. And we should put our whole armor on and be servants unto the Lord. And be God is merciful. And I pray that if we just follow him in his footsteps, that we'll have glory unto him. And there's so much wickedness in this world. And I begin to think of so many times where I'm out and about, and there's so much hatred and corruption in this world that we need to put our armor of God on. And I began to think of the Word of God. And as I was studying, I was sitting outside and I was holding my Bible. And, you know, I'd read and I'd close my Bible. And I'd hold that word of God, the truth, which is to be told. And it's just a blessing to hold the truth by your side. And I'm just thankful that we have somewhere to go to. And I began to think of, you know, Google, you can search anything on there, and it may tell you one thing, it may tell you other. But I'm thankful that I can come to the scripture and I can come and read the truth of the word. And I began to think of my generation. I began to think of this younger generation. For our elders have put a place for us to stand. And the Lord wants us to do his will. And I just pray that we can always follow him and stand firm in the truth. Stand firm in what God has wanted us to do. I began to look at the 17th verse and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Boy, this is our sword, and we should take it and bring it out there in this lost and dying world, for they know not the truth, but we can bring it out and we can preach the truth. And our salvation is the helmet. And I pray that we can put on our armor of God and be warriors unto Jesus and be servants unto him, because the Lord is good, and he's so great unto us, and we're so undeserving. And I pray this younger generation, I've had you guys on my heart. I'm not real old, but I'm just thankful that he can bring us and use us in so many different ways. And I don't know why I got to tell this, but my little one, she'd hold a book by her hand, by her side, and she'd run with it. And I pray that we can hold the truth by our side and run with it and be firm in it, because, you know, that's what we need in our life. We need the truth to be told. This world is full of corruption, and we may not have one day, we may not be able to tell the truth. And I pray that I can stand and I can be firm in the truth and tell our kids and tell many other people about the what the Lord has done for me. I remember when I was lost, I was scared and I was broken. And I just remember when I got saved, I was ready to serve Him. I was ready to do His work. And when you're lost, you seek Him for it's everlasting too late. And whenever you get saved, your job has just started. Your job has just begun, because you need to be a servant unto the Lord. And you need to follow Him and do His will, because we may not have tomorrow. And this may be the last day and the last opportunity to preach the truth and preach the word unto Him. And I'm thankful to have that. I'm thankful to have a gracious God that we can come to and serve Him and be a praise in Him. And there's so many things that we could do more. There's so many things that I could do more, that I could do to serve Him. And I read in the 7th verse, said, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Amen. And I pray that so many people in this world are trying to serve the Lord themselves and not serve it unto the Spirit and unto Him. And that's a false prophet right there. And there's so many places, so many people out in this world that are trying to serve Him and do other things that's not right in the Lord. And I'm just thankful to feel the Spirit. I'm thankful for what He's given me, because it's something that'll last me on to heaven. And I'm thankful for that. And I just got to read one more scripture. And just bear with me. Ask your prayers. And it's been on my heart lately. And when I've been in low and out and about, I just would read. I've always thought of this verse, and it's just helped me. It says Jesus. It says in the 10th chapter of Mark, and just the 27th verse, it says, and Jesus looking upon them, saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for with God, every single thing you do, and you put Him in the front lines. And I always pray, Lord, when I sit down and pray, I pray that God will be always in the front lines of us, Lord. And I think of Brother Casey's message when he was talking about fighting the battle. And we're in a battle of this corruption world. And I pray that we can always follow Him and be of Him and be in the truth. And I'm just thankful to be here, and that's all I got in my heart, brother.